Jesus' friends loved to talk about Jesus everywhere they went. They would walk down the street helping people get well in Jesus' name. And they would go to places where they knew lots of people had gathered so that they could tell stories about Jesus' life. So many people were healed in so many amazing ways that all over the city of Jerusalem and the surrounding towns, these friends of Jesus were very much admired and appreciated for the work that they were doing. Unfortunately, the officials who ran the city of Jerusalem were not at all excited about Jesus' disciples and friends. They were not appreciative. They were not admiring. They were angry, and the Bible says they were jealous. And one day they got so jealous, they had all those friends of Jesus rounded up and thrown in jail. And they went by to make sure that the gates and the doors and the windows of the jail were all locked and the guards were on duty, and then they were satisfied. These officials, the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, the Sadducees, they all went home to their own delicious dinner and their own comfortable beds and left the disciples, the friends of Jesus, to do what they could to make themselves comfortable and pass the night in their cell in jail. In the middle of the night, a messenger from God came among the friends of Jesus there in the jail and said, "I'm opening the doors to the prison. I want you to go to the temple and continue teaching and telling and healing in Jesus' name." And so it was that when the sun rose the next morning, the disciples were not in the jail. They were in the temple continuing their teachings about Jesus. Well, when the officials, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the Sadducees, when they woke up, they ate their breakfast, and they went down to their gathering place, their council chambers, expecting that they would be able to interview their prisoners. And they sent the police to the prison to get the prisoners and bring them back to the council chambers. But the police came back with a strange story. They said, "We got to the jail. The guards were on duty. The doors and the windows, everything was all locked. We went inside the jail, and there was nobody inside." How strange. What in the world could be going on? All the people in the council wondered, and they were murmuring to one another. Just then, someone came in and said, "Those prisoners that you had in the jail, they're in the temple teaching the people about Jesus." And so the police, along with their chief, went running to the temple, and they gathered up the disciples, the friends of Jesus, and they brought them back to the council. And the official said, "What do you think you're doing? We told you to stop teaching and telling about Jesus. And here you're spreading his teachings all over the city, and you're blaming us for his death." And Peter, speaking for the disciples, said, "Well, we chose to obey God and not you. We are witnesses to Jesus' life, to his death, and to the way God raised him." Well, this made the council furious. The chief priests and the elders and the scribes and the Sadducees, they wanted to put the disciples to death right then and there. But a very wise and respected man among them stood up to say something. His name was Gamaliel, and he said, "Just a minute here, now listen, let's think about this. I think you would be wise to just leave these disciples alone, because if their undertaking is of human origin, it's going to fail and fizzle out anyway. But if what they're doing is from God, then there's nothing you can do that's going to put a stop to it. And you might actually find yourselves fighting against God." So Gamaliel, because he was so highly respected, the wisdom of his point was carried in the council, and they agreed, "Okay, we'll let these disciples of Jesus go." But they couldn't resist expressing their power a little bit, and they had the disciples beaten with whips before they released them. The disciples went out from the council chambers rejoicing, and they continued everywhere they went to teach about Jesus and to heal in his name. So we're going to join hands now to say a prayer together. Holy God, we thank you that the good news of your grace and mercy and love is continuing to make its way around the world. May we learn more and more how to live according to your way, guided by your Spirit, trusting in you, so that we may offer healing to the world and bring honor to your name. Amen.